哦，妹妹，you look pale today. Are you all right?
哎，还可以吧。I'm on my period time, so
哦。
I don't feel comfortable now.
It's okay. I'll buy you a cold beer later. You'll feel much, much better.
What？
哈
真的是文化差异。来大姨妈的时间，居然让我喝冰啤酒。好，注意一下我刚刚提到的女生的经期或者是大姨妈，我们不会说 big aunt，而是会说 period。Period，比如说我今天大姨妈来了，I'm having my period，或者是 I'm on my period。好，大姨妈，我们就聊到这里。
Hello, everybody. 我是 Jack。
大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, Mimu, how's life with you?
Yeah, it's not bad, thanks. Why do you ask me? You see me every day.
Sorry, it's just an expression.
Okay, you say sorry about 20 times a day.
That is true.
I was thinking, you know that I have nothing new to tell you. 没啥要说的。
Well, I hope this has given you a bit of a clue about what we're going to be talking about in this podcast. It's miscommunication.
Okay, miscommunication.
Yeah.
But we are going to be focusing on the miscommunication between different nationalities and cultures.
对。
对，今天就要跟大家聊一聊，由于国籍的不同、文化的不同啊，造成的一些误解。如果大家想要收看这期节目的详细版笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注“早安英文”。
Okay, so having a misunderstanding is something that happens to all of us.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Yeah, it's just a part of speaking another language or talking to somebody from a different culture. So don't feel bad when it happens.Just be ready to laugh it off.
对，就是由于这个语言的不同，文化的不同呢，总是会产生一些 misunderstanding， 就是误解。I misunderstood my teacher when they told me to pull my socks up. I actually pulled them up.
Yeah, so this is a good example. So pulling your socks up is an expression for working hard. Start working hard.
对。
Not actually pulling your socks up physically.
对，其实老师对你说 pull your socks up 并不是说要你把你的袜子拉起来，而是说加把劲儿，努力，加油的意思。那 Jack， 你来中国一年了，感觉你每天都在遭受误解。You've been in China just over a year now.
Yeah.
You must have had your fair share of misunderstandings.So, what was your most recent one? 你最近被误解是因为什么事情？
Well, a couple of days ago, I went to buy breakfast outside my university. I wanted a breakfast bread. 我不知道的名字。
就是某个饼，某种饼。
某种饼，对。And when I was ordering, the man asked if I wanted sugar, like sweet. So, like,
甜的。
I thought he said, 甜的。Because I was giving him the money. I was giving him the money, and I thought, oh no, I haven't given him enough money. And he's like,
he must be angry about me.
天哪，为什么你不给我？
对，其实老板呢，其实是在问 Jack， 你是不是要甜的？那 Jack 以为老板在感叹说，天哪，你钱给少了。Did
exactly.
he take any extra money off you two?
No, luckily he just put sugar on there anyway. He didn't do anything. So how about you? What's your most recent misunderstanding?
At the start of the podcast doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
So, well, I think I've had too many to think about just one.
Yeah.
就是太多这个造成误解，由于语言的问题而造成误解的例子。But there are many different cultural things that I can think about. 就是文化方面的误解确实特别的多。
Okay, go on.
多的，就是开头的那个冰啤酒啊，就是来例假了，居然 Jack 要我喝瓶冰啤酒来缓解疼痛，我觉得差异也太大了吧。Well, one of the ones I have noticed is that Western girls always drink cold water and drink cold beer on their period times.
Hey.
就是在来例假的时候喝冰啤酒，冰水来缓解疼痛。
I think because it helps. Well, I imagine it helps. I don't know, but I think it helps.
Well, that's what I found strange. Chinese girls will almost never do this. It's always hot water, but I've changed a lot recently.
That is true. See, that's one of the things that I personally find the most strange is that Chinese people always drink like warm water or
hot water
at restaurants, on a hot day, if they're sick, just for everything.
就是不管什么情况下就是喝热水就可以了 Even you broke your leg
Yeah, anything
Drink water Drink hot water
我的腿疼喝热水我的肚子不舒服喝热水
对还有 I'm so busy in my work recently 喝热水
对 everything
So I know you found it weird But it's good for you
Yeah
And I believe a lot of Chinese boys in ChinaThey would like to say that to their girlfriends.
Oh, what? Oh, you should drink hot water.
对、oh. but I also believe that their girlfriends must hate that.
yeah, I bet they
就
do.
就绝对大家，我觉得女生都不爱听，就别什么事都跟我说喝热水，喝热水，
喝热水。
对，比较生气。
Well, personally, I think that cold water is much more refreshing.
Refreshing 就是非常的提神。
Yeah.
Maybe about warm water helps with digestion.
True.
就是还是比较适合消化，就喝热水的消化比较好。
One of the things that I find most strange in China is about how skin is viewed.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And we've argued for a lot of times.
We have.
对，我们这个话题我和罗强已经争辩了很多很多次了就是 lighter skin is preferred in China and darker, I mean tan skin,、mm. in the western countries.
对。
就是对于这个肤色的审美差异我们他说我们亚洲女生经常喜欢用什么美白精华啦美白面膜等等等等但是他们经常就是美黑。你知道
美
黑吗美
黑
就是 get tan.
Yeah, definitely.
让我想起了我比较喜欢的 A 妹。
Yeah, I think it's a similar thing with the opposite、of how we like eyes.
Eyes.
So,
Western, we argue that、
yeah.
a lot of times.
Western people like thin eyes, Chinese people like really big eyes, 很大的眼睛
With double eyeline.
Yeah, yeah.
对，就是我们经常讨论就是喜欢什么样类型的女生啊，就是他觉得我们就喜欢水汪汪的大眼睛大双眼皮儿但是这个就比较喜欢这个眼睛小小的觉得特别有魅力 It's so strange how our taste can be so different
I really think it is There are such different tastes But one of my favorite things actually about Chinese culture is the humility
Humility
Yeah, humility is appreciated So people are always quite humble about their accomplishments They're not like... bragging to people and not showing off to people all the time.
Because they seldom see the middle-aged man、oh, to talk about business.
is this true?
In a restaurant.
Oh, I see.
就是 Jack 就觉得我们中国人比较的谦虚，就是不会吹嘘自己的一些成就。
李维木，今天你很美啊。
哎，哪里哪里。
啊，木木，你好谦虚啊。
没有，没有，没有。But what about, I ask you, oh, Jack, you look great today.
Really? Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
Oh, Jack, you're brilliant.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you, Mumu. You too.
See, this is the difference.
This is the difference.
就是如果说我们中国人，哎，怎么怎么样，说啊，没有没有，哪里哪里，然后他们就说，哦，你嘴真甜。If my close friends say, oh, you look great today, I'll say, only today? I look great always. okay, 话说回来，这个 humility is a good thing.
Yeah.
And modesty is a very important tradition.
Yeah, definitely. I think accomplishments, especially in business, are often bragged about in the West,、especially in America.
Nice sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yes, all of the modesty thing is based around saving face.、
Mm.
就是这个面子问题。
Yeah, I know that saving face and giving face and losing face, all of these things are very important because I read it lots of times in China and I've also lived it. you know, I've noticed it a lot around me.
所以就是我们可以说丢脸、丢面子可以说是 lose one's face 吗、
mm. Yeah, there's been lots of times when I've sort of realized people are doing something to save face.
And especially pay the bill in the restaurant.
哎、oh, 哎、
欸，你别动，别动，哎，我来买，我来买，
yeah, 对对对对，
我来买。Let me pay. I will say, okay, you pay. and also Chinese gift giving traditions, like、
yeah.
if someone give you cigarette, you're going to give back.
Yeah, exactly.
Also alcohol to show、
oh,
your
all the time.
You give face to others.
Definitely.
就给某人面子，你就给装烟啊，装酒啊，等等等等。
So this is something I really like about China,、
嗯、
but one of the things that still shocks me is、that people don't always line up in queues.
Oh no!
I just find it so strange, I can't get used to it.
I have to say, I'll make the noise, like...
yeah, it's me too.
If someone just jump in queue.
Yeah, I will make a bit of a louder noise than that.
对，我就会特别小声地说这人怎么这样啊就怕被打 I'll tell you something I found weird
Okay
How you smile and nod your head to strangers
Yeah
It's like you're flirting with them
Yeah
就我发现、
well.
有时候啊 Jack 走在路上就跟别人微笑啊点头啊眨眼呢、啊、就特别奇怪
It's because it's polite to do this
Everything sounds like about being polite
Yeah, if you accidentally make eye contact with someone I think you should smile or nod to show that
But don't need to wink at your eyes, right?
No, not always. Sometimes. Okay.
But Americans do this even more,
yeah.
right? Asking people how their day is and starting a conversation.
Yeah.
And like, how's it going?
Yeah. Hey, how are you going, buddy?
How are you going?
How's it going?
So you just want to keep your head down.
Me too. I'm just like, no, don't talk to
me. Don't talk to me.
Finally, one thing we should bring up is dormitory room size. 在大学在英国You only have, you have one room.
One roommate.
No, you don't have any roommate.
You don't have any roommate.
No, you have your own room and bathroom.
Jealous. I have 6 roommates.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, no, 5 roommates.
Yeah, that's crazy. I find that so crazy.
And even share the bathroom with lots of people.
No, 我不要。
就在东北上学，在哈尔滨，就是会和很多人就是共用一个大浴池。
Oh.
It's weird, right?
It's very weird, very weird.
And what's the second thing?
Oh, yeah, there was another one I wanted to say. I think you always find it strange when I say, bless you, Mumu, if you sneeze.
Yeah, I don't feel strange.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. But because every time I sneeze, Jack will say, bless you.
Every time.
Every time. Every time.
It's bad luck if you don't.
对，如果你不这么说的话，你的这个就不幸运，就不会有 good luck. Bless you.
谢谢。
所以今天和 Jack 聊了聊很多的一些文化差异。What did we talk about today?
We talked about different cultural differences. Different cultural... You know what? I'm just going to do that again. We talked about... And I'm not alright, I don't think. We talked about different things...in different cultures and how it confuses us.
You made it!
Yeah, I did it!
感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情。请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。我是木木。
我是 Jack。
我们下期见。
Bye, bye bye.